Welcome to the 10K a Day Dentist, the podcast that breaks the speed limit called average. This is a fast lane where dentists go to get there quickly. Now here's your host, the 10K a Day Dentist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Welcome everybody to the 10K a Day Dentist podcast. You know, we had March Madness, we had April showers, and even April tornadoes. Now it's May. We have May miracles. You know, the miracle is that the 10K a Day podcast actually was born. It's grown live now in May. So welcome to the 10K a Day Dental Podcast. My interview today is with Tyler Williams. He is a Renaissance man. Tyler is an entrepreneur who is obsessed with performance potential. He sings country music and drives race cars, personally exploring the outer limits of performance in high-stakes environments. He believes too many people live their life as someone they never planned to be, living less than their potential. He speaks and writes about awakening performance potential at tylerwilliamslive.com. He's the founder of Practice Performer, where he and his team help dentists leverage their practice by developing the potential within. He's also my youngest son. We've worked together helping dentists grow their practices for the past 8 years or so. Today, we're talking about how untapped potential is the greatest threat to dentistry and what you can do to be a part of the solution. We'll also dive into a couple of projects he's launching, the Chairside Dentist and the Training Room. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dad. Excited to have a conversation about dentistry, the 10K way, and some of the projects we're working on.
Yeah, it's a real blessing to be able to work with your family. I've been working with my wife, Sheila, your mom, of course, for the past 40 years in our practice. And my son, Will, he's been part of the process with the 10K Way, with the Solstice Dental Advisors. You and Will are a tag team. Y'all helped me a lot, and I really appreciate the work you've done. I'm looking forward to what we're going to talk about today, especially your new projects, because you know, you're charting your own waters now in a lot of ways. It's exciting for a dad to see that. So tell us about where you are in your career right now.
Well, you know, one thing people always ask when I introduce myself is, well, why you do all those things? Because they seem like such a random occurrence with country music, driving race cars, writing and speaking about performance potential. And for me, it's a seamless experience because I didn't just do them all at once to start with. It was, you do one thing, you pick up another thing, and eventually you have this grouping of things that to the outsider may seem random, but for me, there's been a common theme. You know, it's when we look back on our lives, we begin to put meaning to it. You know, we can't put meaning to the future because it hasn't happened yet. But looking at the past, we put meaning to it, we put words to it, and there's a story we tell. And usually in those stories, we can find a common thread or a theme that stands out amongst our lives, the things that we've done, who we become. And so when I look back, the common elements, when I combine music and racing and writing and speaking and even training dentists, is my work and my life to date has really been about two things. And that's number one, performance, and number two, experiences. And so as a kid, you're performing on stage at the Fox Theater in Atlanta, and you're literally an entertainer. You're performing for an audience, but you're also part of an experience. So I'm having a personal experience in the moment, but that audience is also having an experience with the environment that the theater sets for them and the way that we present the show to the audience. And then racing cars, again, I'm performing behind the wheel, but I also have a team that's performing, and we're working together to complete our objective, which is to hopefully end up in victory lane at the end of the night. But there's also a crowd, an audience that's watching us put on the show. And so I can see easily the theme between performance and experience and the connection and the work that I do now, because everything we do is a performance from the time we roll out of bed. You know, are you someone who jumps out of bed, gets going, gets moving? Are you someone who snoozes? You know, that in itself is a performance, and it sets the stage for how we show up the rest of the day and how we're intentional and moving through the work that we do. And then the experiences, everything is an experience. We're constantly taking in information, putting meaning to it. And especially in dentistry, those two form a powerful combination with how we perform every day and what experiences are we crafting for other people? And setting the stage for both of those is the foundation for the work I do.
Well, you know, I totally understand what you're talking about. You know, being on stage when you were, 12 years old or so, and you were with Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat. Was it me or was it you? But I thought you really liked that feeling of being in front of the crowd. And you even wanted to have an agent. When you were young, you came up to us and said, I got to get me an agent.
Yeah, well, you go to these cast parties, and at that age, you don't really know anything about the world of entertainment other than you're participating in it. And so you go to this cast party, and you've got the older cast members telling you little secrets and things that you can do to set yourself apart if you want to make that a career. And the biggest piece of advice was, hey, you need an agent to help you get gigs and to get booked for opportunities in the industry. So yeah, I came home one night and, Mom, Dad, I got to have an agent. And of course, being in the dental industry, not knowing anything about the world of entertainment, you guys were like, yeah, we'll see. And from there, it didn't pan out to anything. But here we are many years later, still getting to do the things that I love with the world of entertainment, whether it's singing or speaking and being present. So it all worked out, right?
Well, you're in Nashville and you probably do have an agent.
We have booking agents and getting booked for speaking gigs and music performances, sometimes both in the same day. So we're having a lot of fun.
That's pretty much I don't know what you call it. It's like a dream came true. You know, you had a dream as a 10, 11, 12 year old, and you're living the dream. So more power to you. I really enjoy seeing that ride. Tell me now the connection between music and racing performance and experience. So how did that lead you into the world of dentistry? You've kind of made a full circle.
Yeah. So like I said before, it wasn't like I just woke up and all of a sudden we're doing these things. It's you perform as a kid, you have some experience there. You kind of put it to the side for a little while. You start racing cars, you do that through college and just after college, put that down for a little while. And of course, growing up from the time I was little, I remember always being in and out of the dental office and seeing the work that you were doing. You kind of stand in the corner and see you working on a patient here and there. And so you grow up in the world and it is your normal. You know, I'm not one of those people that had the fear of the dentist because it just seemed like, well, you're the dentist, it's safe, I'm comfortable. And it's a normal environment for me. And so in my mid-20s, I was working for a speaker and author who was working in the leadership development space. And about that time, you would jump back into teaching and training yourself, still being an active practicing doctor. And I saw the opportunity as you begin to help other people that I could take what I had learned working for this leadership development office, that we could go in and create additional training and resources to help dentists grow their practice. And with Solstice Dental Advisors, help dentists finish well, because we saw so many dentists who they had the tools and resources, but they just didn't have the full package put together. And so I stepped out of that leadership development company and jumped on board with Solstice Dental Advisors. And really from there, went full speed into getting the education that I needed to take what was a natural, say, gifting with seeing strategy and vision for what's possible, but bringing in coaching and getting trained in life and business coaching from the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, went and received training from Talent Smart and learning emotional intelligence and the Ziegler Corporation and being able to learn high performance strategies and training from them. And then bringing that all and synthesizing it to how can this fit into the world of dentistry? And so it was just a natural progression to take the experience of performing on stages in the race car, building teams in those environments, and then taking what I learned in leadership development and steering all of that into a dental focus and having the background of obviously being, you know, your son, seeing how you worked and navigated the industry and the high level of operations that you established. You know, it's the 1% of being able to perform as my normal. You'd go into practices and easily be able to spot things. Okay, here's one thing, here's two things, here's three things. Let's just shift these and create massive change. And so it's just been a natural progression to add dentistry into the mix over the last almost decade now, and being able to help, you know, dozens in a mastermind setting, hundreds in meeting environments, conference environments, and ultimately even thousands through webinars and helping you facilitate the doctor curriculum and challenging teams.
Yeah, you know, I have the videotape still of your first presentation at the Top Gun Conference up at Lake Lanier Islands. We had a national conference, and I invited you to speak on the stage with us. You know, you were on the stage with Ed Mills, Larry Tilley, Lee Osler, some of the greatest names in dentistry. And I would tell you, you held your own. You were right there with Brian Blumgren and Steve Carton, people who've spoken internationally. You held the stage, and, you know, I could see some greatness in you right there from the very beginning. And for those who are interested, that video series, the Top Gun Conference, is available. We did a professional video taping of that entire conference, and it's available at Soltis Dental Advisors for people when they ask. It's part of our 5M Online Academy and 5M Mastermind program. Just want to mention that because I just thought about it, that it's available. And Tyler's your first performance that I ever remember speaking in front of a dental audience.
I believe that's correct. And it was a good time. It's always fun to share stories from the stage and always take a little different approach of what's, you know, we don't speak on the things that are so far out in left field that they aren't applicable, but bringing in ideas and strategies that are a little outside of mainstream so that practices understand how to connect and relate, and using story and messaging and branding, but also how the interaction between doctor, team, and patient really flows together so that there's extreme clarity in the work that's being done.
Well, we worked together on a lot of projects over the years. You know, you've helped produce webinars and PowerPoint presentations, put a current edge on things is what I would call it. You know, I'm an old guy with some old PowerPoint concepts, and you've got new ideas. You and Will are bringing old dad into the new 2010s, you know, keeping me up to date. So that's been a very significant improvement in what I've been doing, just being able to take advantage of what you guys know.
We do what we can. Got to make everything great.
So what are some of the common challenges you've seen when you talk about doctors, and we have them in the mastermind setting, we talk about what they can do to be more successful? I'm talking doctor to doctor, you know, and we're bending their ear, challenging them to step forward. What are the common challenges you see as you sit in the mastermind room with us and you help teach it? You've got your own opinions.
Yeah. So the benefit is, you know, you bring this doctor component, you speak the language, you're out there doing the daily work. And so when we're in the room, we see this other perspective, and being able to extract what you're hearing, but also seeing from a non-doctor perspective, gives you the ability to speak into areas that maybe they haven't been thinking about as clearly because they're so entrenched in the daily work of the dentist and the roles that they're playing. And whether you're an associate or you're an owner, you know, that role can sometimes be heavy because that load you're carrying with all the responsibilities, it can be a lot. But the common theme that I see is that across the board, whether it's as an individual or leading a team, is that clarity is a challenge. You see, you get in that routine of, well, I show up and I do this every day, but what about all the other things that need to be done? All the time spent leading, managing, all the time working on the business, strategizing, coming up with future plans, leading other people to do and carry out the plans. There's a real lack of clarity amongst the majority of dentists. And it's not because they don't know what they want to do. It's just they have so much on their plate that they lose sight of the things that are going to move them forward today. So the lack of clarity is the number one thing. And that translates in that three-part relationship between doctor, team, and patient. And if there's any clarity missing amongst the three, there's real challenges faced.
Nobody can move forward unless they see a clear picture, and the doctor has to lead. They have to set the vision. So, and I'm in total agreement with what you're saying. Clarity has to be a priority.
Well, and it starts with a foundational element of understanding this is what we're about. You know, as I said before, I believe undeveloped potential is the greatest threat to dentistry. You know, it's not some outside force. It's what's within each of us as an owner, as an associate, as front office, back office, whatever part of the practice you're working in. your personal undeveloped potential is the greatest threat, because it's people that run the business of dentistry and it's relationships that carry that forward. And clarity is essential to unlocking that potential. And what happens after we've unlocked that potential, because we have greater clarity, we get greater motivation. And that's not just that rah, rah, jump out of bed, everything's good, you're feeling excited about work, but it's the desire to do more than you did the day before. And it's the desire to create change using that clarity that you have, because there's no confusion. You know, dentistry, it's an uncertain environment. You have new patients coming in, you have work that needs to be done. And even though the procedure steps can be the same, each patient has a little different variation because you're dealing with a person. And so having that clarity is going to boost motivation. Increasing motivation is going to stir engagement. And that engagement is going to deepen the connection. And that's a relationship that flows from doctor, team member, and patient.
I see desire varying among dentists. And that's the hardest thing for me to understand, is why some desire to be more successful than others, some desire to work harder than others. I guess it's your own choice, and that's, it should be okay, but I have a hard time understanding why there is a varying difference between what people are willing to do to be successful.
Well, you know, in a perfect world, right, it's a button, and you push it, and you have motivation, and then you push it, and you don't have motivation, and it's just one size fits all. But as you just said, everyone has a varying level of what is the vision? What is success to them? To some, it's $1 million income. To some, it's a $250,000 income. To some, it's traveling 8 weeks of the year. To some, it's traveling 2 weeks of the year. To some, it's impacting the thousands of patients that are within the practice walls every year. Everybody's got a different definition. And it's when we know the motivations and desires of others that we can maximize what they want. You know, in a perfect world, everybody shares the same desire. But when you have 1, 2, 3, 4 associates in a practice, or you have 6 team members, a dozen team members, understanding what motivates them and their desires is going to push them to contribute, because we all can do more. And so it's understanding those equations that help us get to that point of saying, I know you want this, and I'm going to help you do that, because when I do, your performance increases. And when your performance increases, we walk up the ladder of clarity, motivation, engagement, and connection, and everybody wins. You know, as a doctor, you win. The team member wins because they're feeling good about the work they're doing, and the patient wins because they're getting the best care, and it's just a continuous cycle.
Well, everything you say rings true to me. It all boils down to having the beliefs. If you believe it can happen, it probably can. If you believe it can't, it probably can't. Mindset is one of the premises that the entire process that we go through in the 5-year mastermind is all about, is if it's been done, it's probably possible. So we always start from the premise of somebody else has done it. We just need you to see how it's done, and then you can move forward. And if you can believe that it's been done because somebody said so, then you can suspend your disbelief and move forward. And that's one thing. Some people have a hard time in the belief category.
Everything we do is stemming from what we believe. You know, we can look at the actions and say, well, they're not doing enough, or they're not doing the right thing, or they're making choices that don't reflect what they've said they want. But it all goes back to the belief systems that support their life and the story that they've created about how they got to where they are. You know, if you had a challenging upbringing, or if you had some issues with some parents or sibling or an outsider, something happened to you or to someone you know, we take these stories and create interpretations. You know, someone may have said, you're not good enough, you're too stupid, you're never going to amount to anything. Money's the root of all evil. Money's bad. There's thousands of stories that we can be told and interpret those. And when we form opinions on them, they play out in various ways. And so belief, it isn't something that's talked about with enough clarity. You know, if it's been done, it's probably possible. You've said that for years. And whether I understood that from an early age or not, maybe just seeing it and witnessing it, but I've always believed you can create your own future. Other people have a different experience, and they've had a challenging time believing that they can create the future they want. But all the actions that we take, they're rooted in our belief systems. And so when we have a misalignment versus what we're saying, what we're doing, belief is always the first place to investigate what's going on internally so that I can externally create what I'm saying.
So you talk about actions. You know, one of your premises is that most people fail because they're not taking the proper action, not taking enough action. How does that fit in with the dental practice?
Well, again, it goes back to having clarity. You know, when you are running a business, and again, even as an associate, you're a significant contributor to the success of that practice, of that business. And it's easy to get inundated with overwhelm. And you have decision fatigue. You start asking, well, if I do this, then this goes wrong. Or if this happens, what if this happens? And you start playing this what if game. And it easily creates stalled activity where you're still producing every day because people are coming in, your team's doing the work to bring patients in, but you're never maximizing the opportunity. You're only doing a percentage of what's possible because you've set a negative belief system around the idea of how you take action. And so designing clarity around what is it that I want? What do I desire? And getting really clear, okay, in 90 days, if something's wrong or I don't like what I'm seeing, what can change in 90 days to move me towards the thing I want? Maybe 90 days isn't enough to accomplish the final vision of that, but because you broke it down into a 90-day goal, you're able to move forward in that 12 or so weeks to accomplishing something. And you realize it, well, that wasn't so hard, that wasn't so bad, but you limit the ability to have too many decisions in front of you. You know, you choose what's that one thing, you know, that biggest rock. If I remove this, things get better. I can move on to that next decision. And so eliminating decision fatigue, being quick. You know, one of the things that I've always seen with you is that you're quick to action. You know, you think about something and then you do it. And the people who have greater success typically aren't as worried about what's happening. They're just taking action and moving it forward and adjusting and correcting course as they move along.
What I found out about a lot of dentists is that they lack a certain amount of what I call capacity. And what is the basis for this genesis is that they're afraid to make choices. They're afraid to move forward and take an action because they worry about consequences too much. When I wrote my book, The $10,000 Day Dentist, you know, I sat down and thought about what makes us significantly different from the average practice. And one of them was productivity, just being consistently productive. And so from that thought, I wrote down 50 ways to be productive, things I think, say, do, feel, believe that make our team more productive than the team next door. It would be like, what actions can I take today to be successful? What actions can my team take to be successful? And so out of those 50 things, you know, the big one, probably same day dentistry, setting goals, having a morning meeting, huddle, and just being ready for the day, 100% readiness, I call it. And so for a single day to be perfect, you study it hard, line up all the ducks in a row, and then bowl. You know, you run the ball down the bowling alley and knock the pins down. That's part of your day. And then you set them up and do it again the next day. And every time you do it, you have a good day. And pretty soon you've got a pretty good month. You have a lot of good months in a row and you end up with a really good year. You know, I usually find that the guys who go through our program and implement these 50 ways tend to have their best year ever.
Well, that's the idea of a nice visual. You think of a domino. You know, if you played with dominoes before, you set one up and you knock them over. Well, you might set your dominoes up and you knock them over, and one of them twists just the wrong way, and it's knocked three or four of them down, and it stops. And you've got a whole set waiting to be knocked down, and you have that moment of frustration. You go, man, that did not go as planned. But you're not thinking about the fact that you knocked three or four dominoes over. So some days you set your goal and you don't hit the final picture, but you knock some dominoes down throughout the day, and so you had some wins. Well, the next time, that domino doesn't twist and it goes all the way down. And then another day, you only get seven or eight dominoes down. But we don't look at it like that. We just see, well, I didn't do this right, or I failed, or things aren't good enough. And so finding those little successes, those little victories, we celebrate them, We understand what we could do better the next day, and we move on. And learning to control our emotional response to the things that seemingly go well, don't go well, you know, it's removing that pressure to have those perfect days and saying, you know what, we achieved a certain percentage of that, and we know why we didn't achieve the 100% goal. And so now we can adjust course and move forward tomorrow. And maybe tomorrow we hit 100%. Maybe we even go over 100% of a goal. But we're always understanding what's happening because we're doing the check-in. You know, it's like you love to implement KPIs or key performance indicators, and it's because it gives you a gauge of success. You can measure what's happening. And if you're not measuring your actions, you're never really knowing what's taking place.
I know you like the dental team as your focus point, and that's something that you're very passionate about. At the 5M Mastermind, we focus exclusively on the doctor with supporting the team, but we're actually talking with the doctors in our mastermind. We help them in their career to end it well, to create that goal they have to finish well, by training them to become 10K a day producers, for instance, so they can have more profits, so they can have more flexibility, have more options. But as you just stated, each doctor we work with has their own challenges with developing their teams. So I understand that's why you formed Practice Performer. I think our audience would really like to know about Practice Performer, what it is, how it can impact their team.
Just as you said, Practice Performer was born out of the need to help dental teams perform at a higher level. That was a consistent message we heard was, man, our teams need this level of training. But the 5M design, the Solstice Dental Advisor's design, is to help dentists finish well, creating their future by helping them become 10K a day producers. And in that program, there's not room to bring in dental team training in a mastermind environment. And so I said, you know what? There's such a need here. Let's create something that's going to shift the power of the team. You know, I first learned about team development and leading people when I was driving race cars, 19, 20 years old. I had a team of people, and we showed up, and we'd never raced before, and we had to learn how to compete together. Well, those first few race months, and honestly, it took us about a year to really get a rhythm where I was letting them do their role without overmanaging or not giving them the tools to be fully successful because I wasn't sure of what I was doing. And I found that to be true in dentistry as well. You have this idea of what you want, but you've never done it before. And as you try to do it, it gets messy because you're learning. They're learning. And it's not until you get to that point where you finally feel like you figured it out that it's like, man, we're firing on all cylinders now. This team is a high performer and it feels good. And so in that middle ground, I said, you know, there's room for Practice Performer to help dental teams extract the potential. Because a common thread is I'm not totally sure with my time constraints how I'm going to lead my team well. You know, we have these meetings, we do this, we do that, but I still feel like there's a leadership gap because, you know, I'm the owner, I'm taking ownership, but how do I instill that level of leadership in a team member who I just don't have time with, or my lead team, they're investing in, but there's these gaps of leadership. And so Practice Performer is all about helping dentists leverage the power of the practice. You know, we can talk about marketing and external activities all day long, but really it's the internal drivers of success that create that renewal referral machine and have people going out and communicating and saying, man, this place is special. It's different. You know, in an uncertain environment, when you have a team that creates certainty for people, it changes things. And so I've always been passionate about teams, helping people perform at a higher level, starting with myself. And once I lead myself, then I can help others. And seeing dental teams come to life in a high stakes environment and easing the burden on what they're experiencing, it's just a joy. I love helping people, and to see dental teams have that light bulb moment where it's like, okay, I can still take ownership of my role, even though I'm not the owner. And that's where things really take off.
That's a beautiful summary there. I think as a high performance coach, which you are, and as a keynote speaker, which you are, I think your experiences with race car driving, with singing from the stage, writing songs in Nashville, they prepare you to be a dental team trainer to work with diverse dental teams, whether it's a small office of four or five or a great huge group practice like mine, 20, 30 members. So I think you're poised to do well with the practice performer because I've seen the interior of that product. And I think people are going to really want to know more about it.
Well, at the end of the day, whatever I'm doing, whether it's racing, music, speaking, teaching, it's all rooted in the expression of people and facing moments of uncertainty, because every day we face something where we don't have the answer, but we have to figure it out. And so on a racetrack where you have immediate decisions, split second, you have to create an action based on a reaction to something you've seen in front of you. That takes trust and that takes confidence. And same thing on the stage. When something may not go as planned, you don't stop the performance, you keep going. And it's the same thing in the world of dentistry. When things don't go as planned, you keep going. You fill in the gaps, you say yes, and you keep moving forward, and the show continues to go on. And that's where, you know, our core program with Practice Performer is called the Training Room. And it fills this gap that we've been talking about of how does a doctor, how does an owner connect with team members who don't have an ownership mindset, who maybe they have a high level of emotional intelligence, but there's just a gap in leadership, or maybe they're lower in emotional intelligence and they need a refresher. They need some understanding of what the expectation is. The Training Room is a 52-week program designed to help dental teams become high performers. And that's a video curriculum. You know, this isn't online. This is you plug and play. We send you the Training Room and you plug it in, you throw up a video, and in less than 5 minutes, you have a lesson that you can dissect with your team, prompted with questions to go deep to create understanding of what is it that we're actually talking about and what could this look like for us. You know, too many consultants roll in and say, this is how it's done. And they just expect people to do and implement what they say. And when we're talking about taking ownership, when we're talking about taking leadership, having a discovery moment, that self-discovery moment, that's where real change happens. And so the Training Room is all about helping the dental team have moments of self-discovery so that they implement the things that they know work within the practice, within their community, based on the type of dentistry you do.
That's the essential difference between a coach and a consultant, is the coach creates personal growth, whereas the consultant may overlay on top of the team instructions of what to do.
And there's power in both, but true transformation, that total flipping from the inside out and pulling out what you know is in there, that only happens when we ask the tough questions of the individual and help them discover for themselves how they fit into the bigger picture. And so when a dentist casts really clear vision of their expectation, that team member can then answer the call of, okay, if that's the expectation, who do I need to become? And if that dentist says, you're not just who you are now, you can become this best version of yourself. And it's not a cookie cutter, because we don't want everybody the same. We're giving you the power to have your individual autonomy within the system. It strengthens the bond and you create this loop where you have a shared belief system and how you see the world of dentistry, how you see your patients. And that creates loyalty. And that loyalty carries through with the trust that this is a place where we can be together, do great work, and have a massive impact on the world, because you see thousands of patients every single year. And over the course of a lifetime, I mean, think for your career, 40 plus years, how many tens of thousands of people have you impacted, right?
That's right. Yeah, I can see that a dentist with a team that follows them over the hill, when they say charge, that's the team you want behind you. And the only way you get a team like that is creating that significant loyalty and trust with a lot of belief and understanding and a lot of time spent together in the trenches.
And that's what the Training Room is designed for. It's to help a doctor who may have limited time, limited resources, a lead assistant, an office manager. It gives you a resource to, when you're stressed out, when you're tired, when you're frustrated, you turn it on, throw a video up, and create discussions. And you have a weekly training. You know, if you choose to do it weekly, it's 52 weeks in a row. You have training provided to lead a discussion, whether you want a short 15-minute discussion or you want to take a full hour. It's creating self-discovery that moves teams from simply just understanding the world of dentistry to really thriving and being motivated to care for people in a way that really is extraordinary. And that's where we find significance.
And this training comes from you watching the development of a $5 million practice. And you've studied countless other dentists as they go through the mastermind. And you see the challenges and the prescriptions for success that each one is offered. I think it's going to be eye-opening to a lot of dentists what will happen once their teams are exposed to this kind of a training, the training room. Tell us a couple of episodes. So, like, what are you including each week? What are the things that you get into?
Well, at the end of the day, all of this is about being a better human. So each lesson is designed around soft skills. You know, this isn't, hey, here's how you hold an instrument. Here's how you treat a patient specifically per procedure. This is soft skill based. So it's all about relationships, how we show up in the world, really connecting to the world of emotional intelligence. So the core anchor of that is self-awareness. So there are lessons that are, again, these are quick and simple. This isn't 25 minutes of just sit there and watch me talk. You know, these are less than 5 minutes. It's a lesson on self-awareness and what that looks like within the practice. How can I be more self-aware? And not only is it me talking, we have a portrayal, almost like scene work from actors playing the part, showing you sometimes what to do and oftentimes what not to do and how that lesson applies. So we talk about self-awareness. We talk about taking ownership. We talk about bonding patients to the practice through relationships. We talk about how to engage team members, how not to engage team members. It's soft skills, the things that we think we already know, but no one's teaching. You know, no one's teaching us how to connect and relate to people so that we have clarity, we have motivation, we have engagement, we have connection. We teach somebody, you know, a brand new dental assistant comes in the door and we teach tactical skills, right? Here's how you do this. But what we don't talk about is how you smile at a patient, how you greet a patient, how you tour a patient around the practice, how you spend time with a patient, the way we interact with team members, the way we interact with the doctor. And so each lesson is designed to help you create moments where you're provoking that relationship muscle. And that's where this is powerful. You know, people don't quit their job typically because they're not capable. They typically leave their jobs because those who manage them aren't investing in them. They're not leading them well. And so there's too much uncertainty. They don't know their expectation. They don't know the value they're providing because there's no feedback. There's no connection to the work because they're not being led well. And so when you have a program like this that helps you bridge that gap, helps you lead them well, you're investing in them. And the power of emotional intelligence is that it's not fixed. You know, IQ is relatively fixed. You know, you can increase a few points here and there, but emotional intelligence, it's like a muscle. You know, you might hear Tony Robbins or someone say emotional fitness. It's like a workout. When we practice it, it grows stronger. And when we have more empathy, we have greater connection. When we can understand what a patient is actually saying, you know, maybe they said one thing, but they really meant another. Those subtle changes can happen when we pay attention to the soft skills. So 52 weeks of soft skill development, which again, by its title alone, may not sound like the sexy thing or the important or valuable thing, but it's really the transformational piece that takes the average practice to great.
What I would think, this is exactly what I want in my practice, is a team of tens. And I think if you want an ace on your staff, somebody that understands the emotional intelligence concept and implementation of emotional intelligent training, which is what you're really talking about here, is emotional intelligence, the ability for somebody to be stable in the environment of the stress of a dental practice. That's the person that's going to flourish. They're not going to fall apart and start gossiping and fussing. And we know the word bitching is a bad word, but sometimes they do. And so this will prevent that kind of thing if they get emotionally intelligent, right?
Absolutely. It's all about, again, providing clarity. So, you know, the first lesson is this is dentistry. So it's creating a conversation about what is it that you think this is? You know, what did we sign up for? And as a doctor, as a leader, it's the job to cast the vision. So this is the expectation of how we do dentistry. And when you work here, this is what we expect. And so you leave nothing on the table for them to be confused about. They know how they're supposed to show up, how they're supposed to respond. And when they have that vision, they can gain clarity.
I like that. This is dentistry. This is your life. Get with it or get over it.
It's embodying a conversation of, this is how I see it. What do you see? You know, everybody has a different perspective. And so when you lead well, cast your vision of this is dentistry and invite them to share their vision, and you merge together these two ideas, you know, at the end of the day, as an owner, what you say goes. But when you invite the team to participate to craft their own vision and you merge those together with a shared vision, again, it's that loop of belief, loyalty, and trust.
Well, I know we've got a lot to talk about. We could talk about more, like the in-office workshops you do and the one-day performance intensives you do with the doctors. But let's save that for another podcast. This has been a fantastic time speaking with you about the training room and the practice performer options. Any last words you'd like to say, and how can people get in touch with you, Tyler?
Well, if you want to find out more about the training room, you can visit practiceperformer.com and learn more about the program and go ahead and get it into your practice and get it shipped straight to you and get it implemented right away. It comes in a box. You'll have your lessons available. You'll have a facilitator guide, and you can purchase team workbooks for each team member on your staff. And so everybody can go through this program together and increase your impact in the community. And that's what this is all about. You know, at the end of the day, you've spent thousands of hours, decades working on your craft. And it's your responsibility as a leader to get your team performing at the level required. And that can be heavy. That can be a tough challenge when maybe leadership's not your gifting, or you just have so much going on that the time constraints are challenging. And so having a program like Training Room gives you an opportunity to invest in a way that maybe you haven't thought about, or maybe other training programs aren't providing. And so practiceperformer.com is the place to find out more about it. And if you have any questions, to get in touch with us about any of the other programming with one-day intensives, one-to-one coaching, or the workshops, you can find all the information at practiceperformer.com.
Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate all the outstanding work you've done for us over the years, and what you're going to do for dentistry as a profession for years and years to come. It's going to be amazing, the results. And I'll be sitting in my rocking chair when I'm a really old guy watching you do this thing, and I'll be very proud. So thanks for being on the 10K Day Dentist podcast today.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. We're looking forward to seeing you guys at the next mastermind session. I want you all to look on your calendar and find out when is a good time for you to join us. We've got a few openings, and I always want to make sure that you're served well. And so get back in touch with me at 10kway.com. That is our podcast webpage for anything that's said here on the podcast. We'll always have show notes for you, and we'll always have information, and everything that you heard will be able to be connected to, linked to from our show notes page on this 10kway.com. This is Dr. Bill Williams signing out. I will see you on the next podcast.
Thanks for listening to the 10K a Day Dentist podcast. If you enjoyed the show today, please subscribe, rate, and recommend on iTunes and your other listening or viewing services. Dr. Williams asks that you like and share the podcast with a friend. And if you want more great information, visit 10kway.com and check out the show notes for more great resources. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget, get your free copy of Dr. Williams' number one best-selling ebook, The $10,000 a Day Dentist, and other surprise bonuses at 10kway.com.